Next, we find out about manure management records, which are mandatory in Alberta. To find out who this applies to and under what circumstances, we're speaking with Deanne Madsen, Confined Feeding Operation, or CFO Extension Specialist, with Alberta Agriculture.
Yes, Caitlin, they are mandatory in Alberta. So under the Agricultural Operation Practices Act, otherwise known as AOPA, anyone who handles more than 500 tons per year of manure must keep records for a minimum of 5 years. Now, when we're talking about manure, that includes everything from manure compost, bedding, feed losses, also the wash water. Anything that touches manure is included.
And who does this apply to, Deanne?
All crop and livestock producers that handle manure, as well as the manure haulers and applicators. So when it comes to 500 tons, we try to put that into perspective. For solid manure, if we have a spreader behind a tractor, we're talking about 50 loads, that's 50. If you're using an applicator with a 30-ton load, we're talking about 19 trucks. And when it comes to liquid manure, it's a little bit more complicated because everybody uses different equipment, but we're talking about 100,000 gallons. And specifically, the best example I can give you is with dairy cows. If you have approximately 20 dairy cows, you're going to need to keep records in Alberta. So basically, other than some small poultry operations and a few small operations, if you have a permit from the NRCB, you produce enough manure to keep records. And if you have any questions at all, whether you do need to keep records or not, we have a table that provides us an estimated production of manure for different livestock categories. And you can just contact one of your nearest extension specialists and we can help you out with that.
So let's talk about why these records are required and the type of information.
Well, the records could be required and may be requested by the Natural Resource Conservation Board, and they're required so that we can record manure production, application, and transfers. And we do that because we want to ensure that soil nitrate, nitrogen levels, and salinity limits aren't exceeded, because those limits are in the Agricultural Operations Practices Act. The records include who, what, where, and when manure was applied, and we do this so that we know how much manure was applied, and we do that based on soil tests and crop needs.
Is there information out there to help producers go through this process?
Definitely. We have on our AOPA legislation website at www.agriculture.alberta.ca/AOPA. You can find two fact sheets under publications, specifically for manure spreading regulations, and there's also manure spreading record-keeping fact sheet. You can also ask us for some templates with regards to record-keeping booklets for production, transfer, and application.
If you'd like more information on manure management records, call the Ag Info Centre at 310-3276.